The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The eyes of the world are on the red planet right now because in about 20 minutes, in approximately 20 minutes, if all goes well, and there is a whole lot that could go wrong, but if all goes well, the Mars rover Perseverance will sit down softly on the surface of the planet Mars. Now, I've got a lot more to say about this later, and I'll keep you up to date. I've got a live feed here in the studio. I'm watching it, and again, this fascinates me, folks. I have always been fascinated with space all the way back in junior high school. I read every science fiction book in our school library. I find the topic of space, space travel, spacecraft to be just unbelievably fascinating. But we are spending billions of dollars ultimately to try to prove a fairy tale. Yeah. I'll tell you what I mean a little bit later. We'll see if it lands okay, and I'm going to be keeping my eyes on it because, again, I'm fascinated by it, and I hope it lands well. The technical aspects of this are mind-blowing. What it would take to launch the rover from Earth, travel over 6 months to Mars, and then the complexities of getting this thing on the ground, considering the gravity, the atmosphere of Mars, the topography of Mars. I mean, it is absolutely mind-blowing. And I congratulate the engineers for their knowledge, their Perseverance, which is the name of the rover. I applaud them. But I am entertained by the main purpose. The main purpose of this mission is to try desperately to prove a fairy tale. I'll tell you what I mean a little later, all right? But I'll give you updates as they are available. Now it should land in about 15 minutes. In about 15 minutes, it will start Its descent seriously in about 7.5 minutes, and that begins what is called the 7 minutes of terror as it blasts through the atmosphere of Mars, shoots out one of the largest parachutes ever made, and then the thrusters slow its descent, and then the actual rover is lowered on cables. Anyway. We'll keep an eye on it. The time of landing is getting closer and closer. However, there is news here in Ohio. Headline today, Ohio Senate passes bill giving lawmakers oversight and veto power over health orders. You and I were talking about this yesterday. It's Senate Bill 22 that was being debated as we were speaking yesterday on the floor of the Senate. A vote was taken and it passed 25-8. All of the Republican senators voted in the affirmative. A few Democrats did as well. What would Senate Bill 22 do if it were to become law? It would create a 6-person committee with equal membership from both chambers. Now, what would this committee do? The committee, again, equal number of senators and from the House of Representatives, they would advise the General Assembly on the governor's public health state of emergency orders and any state agency's health order, like the mask mandate, the curfews, the limited indoor dining, basically the shutdown of the state of Ohio that was done unilaterally by the governor and Dr. Amy Acton. If this bill were to become law, the legislature would have a say. Republicans are very strongly in support. One of the bill's sponsors, Senator Rob McCauley, says the changes, quote, are reasonable checks and balances on the power of Ohio's executive branch. I agree. This is the way our government is supposed to act. No governor and certainly no unelected manager, director of the Ohio Department of Health, a non-elected official should never have the power that was granted to Dr. Amy Acton. Please forgive me for being so repetitious because I've said it over and over and over again. But even if every decision made by Dr. Amy Acton and Governor DeWine were right and correct, the way they were made, wrong. No one should have that kind of power. We were talking yesterday and the day before about accountability. There has been almost no accountability for the Ohio Department of Health nor the Ohio Governor's Office. Mike DeWine is opposed. He says passing the bill would be, quote, a grave mistake that could endanger the lives of Ohioans. I find that to be an incredible statement. The governor's office being forced to work in cooperation with elected, duly, properly elected officials in the state of Ohio is a grave mistake. Making the governor accountable to the legislature? A grave mistake that could endanger the lives of Ohioans. Well, not everyone agrees. Senator Christina Rogner, one of the co-sponsors, Republican from Hudson, Ohio, said the people of the state of Ohio have voted for us to be their voice. Absolutely, this is the right time to do this. Now, technically, Senate Bill 22 would set a 90-day expiration date on all public health states of emergencies. Very important to understand. This does not take away from the governor or the Ohio Department of Health the ability to declare a statewide health emergency. They still can do it. It's just not unlimited. In 90 days, it would expire. Well, then what happens after the 90 days? The emergency health orders could be renewed in 60-day increments indefinitely. But they would be renewed by the General Assembly, and the governor would be forced to convince lawmakers that it was necessary. Again, checks and balances just the way the federal constitution demands and the state as well. Question, will Mike DeWine veto it? The answer is yes. However, the 25-8 vote in the Senate is a veto-proof majority. We'll see what happens when it gets to the House of Representatives. It looks like it will have similar success in the Ohio House. We'll keep an eye on it. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and we're keeping our eyes on NASA. Mars Perseverance rover lander has now entered the Martian atmosphere and is about 4 minutes away from the scheduled touchdown. When it entered the atmosphere, it was traveling about 12,000 miles an hour. Very quickly, it must reduce that velocity to 2 miles an hour so that the thrusters can gently lower the rover to the surface of Mars. So right now, it has entered the atmosphere of Mars. It is now navigating its way to the selected landing spot, and it's all autonomous. This is what is fascinating, and there's got to be a spiritual application here. The engineers for NASA and the propulsion laboratory have spent years developing the spacecraft and then planning out all of the computer programs that are controlling the lander right now as we speak. And right now, those who have built it, planned it, programmed it, scheduled it, are helpless. They have no control whatsoever. None. The only thing they can do is sit and watch and wait for telemetry to come back, which, by the way, takes, I think, if I remember correctly, it's about 8 minutes before the radio signals get back. So the only thing they can do is trust what they have done is correct. It was right. All of the mechanical issues, the electronic issues are working correctly. And all they could do is sit back and trust. Isn't that basically what we do with God? God has created us. God has planned out our life for us. And we trust. We simply trust. Watching the live feed, hopefully the parachute has deployed, one of the largest parachutes ever made. The reason it has to be so large is because the atmosphere on Mars is much thinner than here on Earth. And so the parachute is now slowing the descent. When the descent rockets fire, the parachute will be jettisoned. And then I don't recall how many feet from the surface the cables will actually lower down the lander, and retro rockets will fire, slowing the descent. And just as it touches the ground on Mars, those cables will be cut, and that part of the Mars lander will fly away so that it doesn't harm or damage the lander. So we are about 1 minute away from touchdown. But again, NASA and JPL, will have to wait for a while before they have actual telemetry telling them whether it has actually touched down safely on the Earth. Again, fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. I'm unable to hear the coverage, but I see a lot of applause, so it looks like things are going as planned. If things have gone as planned, right now the retro rockets are firing, and in just moments, the Perseverance lander will sit down, land softly on the planet. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. If confirmation is received concerning the landing, I will pass that along to you. And in the next hour, in the 4 o'clock hour, I'll explain what I mean to you when I say that our government, and of course other governments are involved in this project as well, billions and billions of dollars desperately trying to prove a fairy tale. And again, I'll explain what I mean. Sad news here in Franklin County. Franklin County coroner says that the county, Franklin County, saw a 40% increase of homicides in the first 9 months of 2020. 40%. And by the way, that was just for the first 9 months of 2020 compared to the same period in 2019. Ah, evidently it has just been confirmed that the Perseverance rover has landed successfully on the surface of Mars. Again, breaking news just now. Telemetry has been received and the Perseverance Mars lander has landed successfully on the surface of planet Mars. It'll be quite some time before pictures begin arriving from the planet and so forth. So I'm sure there'll be some updates available during the top of the hour news break, but congratulations. Congratulations. It's a mind-blowing mission. Now, back to Franklin County quickly before our break. Here's the sad thing, folks. 75% of the victims in Franklin County, a 40% increase in the number of homicides over the previous year, 75% of the victims were African American. 75% of the victims were African American. Almost all of the emphasis for the last year has been on police shootings. And that's not wrong or bad. If there are bad cops shooting people, then we need to know about it and they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But the real problem in Franklin County has not been white police officers shooting black young people. The real problem has been black young people shooting other black young people. And that is a horrible tragedy. 75% of the victims, African American. All right, we'll be back.